Yeah, welcome to the Stage Left Cafe. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. It's not called anything. We're just bullshitting. The bullshit cast.
It's the print sign. That's what our podcast is called.
The finally.
The artist formerly known as podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, this is Bart. Bart is on the Caffeinated podcast, and he's been on Not For Air like fucking, I don't know, 3 years ago?
300 four, years five, ago. 300.
Yeah.
They found fossils of our podcast somewhere next to a brontosaurus bone or some shit.
I think last time we did that, I think we like talked shit about the local scene or something in the bedroom.
I think I turned 14 at the time or something. I don't know.
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
We did that, and then...
covered wagons still existed.
And then we decided to do the Caffeinate It, which is just batshit crazy. Yeah.
We're just, you know, we're crazy.
Rings. We lose rings. It's the one where we're caffeinated and we hang out at Starbucks after close and we're just all hyped up and
we fucked up on goofballs. Yeah,
sure. It's a drug cast.
Yeah.
But now we're actually in the studio. Well, the office, but
in
it looks
studio like, with a red beard. Yeah. You remember that?
You know,
I'm dating myself. I guess I'm 40 now, so I remember all this rock station. This is Red Beard, and I want to play some shitty AM gold for you.
AM gold. I don't think we play that on Podunk.
At that time, it was like music your parents listen to. Now it's like music your great great grandfather listens to.
Golden oldies.
Yeah, golden oldies, moldy oldies.
So let me ask you a question. That's all right. We'll still go out. When I was a kid, classic rock was the stuff of like the 70s. You know. And I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So we had like Steppenwolf was classic rock. We had Kansas.
Justin Bieber.
No, that's just shit. So now that the stuff I grew up on, we're talking like Nirvana, Foo Fighters, all that's considered classic rock.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to Smells Like Teen Spirit and Boston's More Than a Feeling said, you know, wedged together on the Gator.
Is that my phone or your phone?
It's mine.
Yeah, this happens often during me and Jeff's show. We called you the one time from me and Jeff's show.
I heard you. You're like, hey, Bart. And Jeff was like.
He's getting better. Yeah.
I could barely hear him.
Yeah. But no, I mean, Bart likes metal. Some metal. Old school.
Yeah. I mean.
Thrash.
I tattoos up and down my arms and the hair down to my ass for some reason, you know.
But he also likes comic books.
I do. Like, I've been a comic book nerd since I was 15. Since 1991, basically.
It's cool now, just so you know.
Yeah, it's cool now. I can finally come out of hiding.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. It's just like everything's overhyped now. Like, well, I like The Walking Dead, but now I don't want to watch it.
Well, I mean, The Walking Dead's good, but Fear of the Walking Dead, Jesus fuck, man.
It's terrible.
It is like, I don't know, it's like jury duty. Getting your teeth pulled, you know, wisdom teeth pulled without Novocaine.
It's that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad because everybody's performances are about as wooden. It's like watching a bunch of Pinocchios.
So, yeah, that show's not any good. Walking Dead's good, but I think it's drawn out now and it's like, you know.
Well, The Walking Dead, like I was talking to another, I guess our lapdog, Kyle, that's for...
Kyle?
Yeah, for the caffeinated.
The box.
Yeah, the box.
The cup. He's the mug.
The mug.
Yeah.
The Terrence. No, that Terrence O'Hare was cool. I'm talking about, what was the one, the Narnar that was on the Love Doctors?
I hate the Love Doctors.
But anyway, Kyle's kind of like that part. But anyway, let me impersonate him in the background. Oh, fucking shit. It's okay, bro. Fucking. Anyway.
That's what it sounds like.
What was I on about?
The Walking Dead.
Oh, The Walking Dead. They, especially in this latest, since they're in Alexandria, you know, it's everything's not complacent, but it is. They're no longer hunting around. They're not scrounging around. They're basically in a place now. These next three seasons are going to, it's going to be a test to see if their ratings hold up because it's going to be a lot of kind of boring moments, but who knows, you know, they'll write the show differently versus the comics.
Probably.
You know, I actually quit reading the comics because it just, I mean, we were saying earlier, I like The Walking Dead, but the merch, Jesus, the merch, it's impossible to collect anything without, especially with anything nowadays, comic book related. I remember gone are the days where you could go into Toys R Us or Walmart and they have all the figures and all the merch right there. And it was plentiful and, you know, pretty much readily available. Nowadays, you got scalpers who'll buy a bunch of figures somewhere and sell them for like three times as much. Now, that's why I can barely find anything.
Well, even the figures at Walmart are like rape prices now.
Yeah.
Like, I saw like Spider-Man action figure for $20. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I bought a Marvel action figure the other night, and it was $20. And
what the fuck?
Back then, I remember it was like $7.89.
Yeah.
Or hell, shit, when I was a kid, G.I. Joe's were $3.
Yeah.
You know, I'd mow my lawn on the weekends, and my mom would hook me up with like $3. You felt like a king. I'd buy a G.I. Joe at like Zayers or Woolworths or, you know, this is before Walmart, you know, and their infection spread across the country.
Yeah. I remember those stores.
You know, those are the days where they closed at 6 or 7 p.m. and you no longer had the guy wearing a tutu and an NRA shirt and a beard down to his balls, and they had nothing but in his buggy but beer and women's attire and guns and ammo magazines.
Now it's completely asswards.
Yeah.
Ass backwards. I remember the G.I. I had some G.I. I had like Storm Shadow.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, all the little ones that when you would take, like, do this, don't they had a rubber band?
Yeah, they eventually. When my G.I. Joe's at the rubber band broke, those were people who were blown to pieces. And, you know, it's like the G.I. Joe's would walk up on like a
I had the original Ninja Turtle action figures.
Oh, I had those too, and I gave them to my nephew.
The ones that pretty much looked like the comic turtles at the time?
Yeah.
It was for the cartoon, but they looked like no eyes.
I had them all. I had, Jesus, I had the van. I had the
sewer.
I didn't have the sewer place.
Did you have the blimp?
No, I didn't have that
either. I had the blimp.
I had Shredder's convertible. That car was awesome.
Shredder had a convertible. I don't remember him driving a convertible.
Yeah, like an Elvira convertible.
Yeah.
And the back popped out, and it was like a minigun.
Oh, that's
good. It's basically like this ISIS mobile, you know?
Are you sure you didn't see that on GTA?
No.
That's another thing me and Bart do a lot of, GTA.
Yeah, we wreck fuckers on online.
Yeah, we do. But yeah, I was gonna say about GTA, like that that you play that list, and the whole time Boots is like, like looking, he's just annoyed. I can see it looking at his phone, like fucking video game. But but we were doing that list where the guy's like, these things annoy me. Top five, and those reasons are all stupid.
Oh,
I don't care
about
jets. We can handle a jet.
Yeah, the guy whining, pissing, moaning, and groaning
On YouTube
about 10 things that GTA players hate, and half the things were like
shit we do.
Shit we do all the time.
Hey,
my only gripe, like I said, the only gripe is I wish we had a Stinger missile that could take jets out of the sky a lot easier.
Yeah, but I do hit them. I hit one last night again.
All right.
I didn't fuck around. I don't care about that as much, because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, when we have like the squad online,
the squad,
and you see fucking you're just like, you're playing in third person and you're seeing all the carnage around you, and you just see a fucking jet swoop by and dive bomb people and fly them, like, there goes Sky Shark.
Yep.
And you hear people, what the fuck.
Yeah, apparently especially when it comes, I don't know about, because I don't play Call of Duty, I imagine it's the same game. But if you kill somebody in the game, they'll threaten you with death in real life.
Yeah.
I find that very comical.
I do too. As my cousin put it, people are brave online.
Yeah, I just hear all these jets on there threatening my life because I shot their character.
Was that you, Bronson? I shot him.
I shot him.
Yeah, he Bronson the fuck out of
Bronson him.
You see that shit, Snowman? I have 10-4 on that bullshit bandit. Bart did get me a Phoenix, which in the game is pretty much the
equivalent of it's 70 and a half to 81 Trans Am.
Oh, forever, yeah. And so,
which I've owned about 8 of them in real life. All 8 could have made one good car, but they were fun. Rust and all.
I'm a big fan of the Smokey and the Bandit, so. I mean, that's Florida local Burt Reynolds.
I had a white one with a Screaming Chicken. That's what they called the Phoenix, the nickname, the Screaming Chicken on the hood. Drove it like Trigger. I did it about 140 on the highway with it. And did the Rockford, where you back up and turn around real quick.
Yeah.
The J-Turn. They called it the Jim Rockford. They called it the Jim Hopper.
I knew this man.
I knew this burnout. But yeah, I remember laying rubber right in front of my grandmother's car, and she flipped the fuck out on me when I was a kid when I owned it. Because I was like 20, 21 when I owned it. She was like, I can't believe you did that. Blah, blah, blah. That was so dangerous. I said, but it was so fun.
Right?
So fuck your grandmother.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, in GTA, though, we have this habit where we kind of, like, fuck with people. I mean, half the time we try to do what is equivalent to a land grab, which is VIP searches. Me and our friend Thug Always and Alex and all that. And when we do it, we're really good at it. Because I figured out, you know, oh, we need a helicopter to get him on a tall fucking building over there. Ah, there you go. He'll be safe. And people come and nothing pisses them off more than when they don't get it. And then we just come out and start.
Fuck. Yeah, if you're familiar with GTA, they got the VIP thing now where you basically have to hunt the guy with the VIP.
And unless he stands still, you can't see him on the radar. So that helps.
If you get it, you get like 25 G's in the game and stuff like
that. You get a good amount of money.
Well, a lot of the times, you know, we have even other people not even in the VIP backing us up.
Yeah.
So anybody that comes near us, it's like, you know, the Tet Offensive in 1968. Nowhere to run, baby. Nowhere to hide.
But you got Deathstroke, basically.
Yeah, my character is patterned after Deathstroke. It's even called Deathstroke.
Yeah.
I got the orange and blue or black mask, and I kind of, because you can't have them look exactly like him.
I made a couple. I made Ghost Rider. I made a Dark Man.
Yeah, I got a guy who looks like for a while I had a guy who looked like the spy from Team Fortress 2.
Oh jeez, I remember. That's cool. But no, it's just a fun. People don't realize how much fun it is to like start just getting together and opening fire on people in the game and just wrecking their shit. I have this expensive habit of blowing people's cars up.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like, hey, this is a nice car. It would be a shame if it were to blow up. And then I'd just like, God damn it.
Yeah, nowadays, some cars in the game are like $25,000.
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah.
That's why I try to teach you just to shoot them until they start catching on fire, you know, where you can roast marshmallows over it.
Yeah. I piss people off pretty good on there. We're doing a search yesterday, and I bought this armored car. It's not the one that you get with the heist, but it's another armored car I bought, and I armored it up. And the guy whips out the mini old painless. You know, the minigun.
Yep.
And he starts shooting at me. I just fucking... Thing took the fucking bullets. I fucking rammed him. He's like, the fuck? I'm like, you died.
You died.
I drove away. I'm like, fuck.
I always take my Insurgent, which is an armored truck.
Oh, I love the Insurgent.
And I just mow people around. I'll just back up, throw sticky bombs at them, blow them up. Because even though my truck takes damage, but it doesn't blow up immediately.
No, it takes like a good like 6 hits.
It's blue and orange. I call it the Deathstroke.
Oh, I didn't tell you what we did with the tank yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so it was me, Thug, and Kells, right? Mm-hmm. And we were in the Insurgent, and Thug's Insurgent, and we saw this guy on the map that had a tank. So I said, go Ghost. Because we're all in the VIP. I said, go Ghost. Let's roll up on it. We'll throw like 8 stickies on it all together, and we'll blow it the fuck up. So we saw him destroying shit, and we're in Ghost, and we're right behind him. We pulled up like right behind him as he was trying to like move, and we threw like, oh, you see his stickies, and tank's like on fire and blew up. We drove away, oh, motherfucker. So tanks are not impossible to take out.
No.
Just so you know. But we encounter a lot of people, bitch boys on there. What they bitch about, what they say, don't snipe us.
Yeah.
Don't use rockets. Well, I use a rocket if you're like down the road, but I'm not going to use it when I'm like 2 feet away.
Well, that's one thing stupid. I like to tell is get everybody's goat they say I'm trash, or I say there's so much shit, or there's so much trash that I see seagulls flying over them and stuff.
I know the reference.
Yeah.
That's always good. Music-wise, Bart, what do you see? Bart likes classic rock. Metal. Oh,
classic metal. I like some new metal. I mean, we've discussed this before with the Caffeinated podcast. I'm more of an old school metal fan. I mean, I like a lot of blues, classic rock, some old punk, you know.
Well, you do like a lot of punk, actually. More punk than people probably think you would.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always like...
you like Suicidal Tendencies, which turned into a thrash, but I mean, it has a punk element to it.
Yeah, it definitely does. I'm going to go see them a couple months from now in Orlando.
You mentioned that. Who else? Oh, yeah, of course, Motorhead.
Yeah.
Even though it's metal, it was really a lot of punk in there, too.
Yeah, it had a lot of punk origins and stuff.
Misfits,
of course.
You know, you're a big, and I know we were excited when we found out they're getting back together, at least for two shows.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. I mean, we never thought this day would come ever.
Well, I guess it was all the deaths of these other musicians.
Thank you, Prince.
Yeah, thanks, Prince. You allowed the Misfits reunion.
It's like when Macho Man stopped the Rapture.
Yeah. thanks, Macho Man.
Oh yeah. Fuck.
But, okay, out of nowhere, JC.
Except that was fucking Randy Orton. He does the elbow drop. Macho Man. I got to get that picture of him and Jesus. That was a good one. But yeah, you like a lot of similar music. I do. I like a lot of punk. I kind of miss the days where people would just go and make noise and be loud and angry. We don't have that anymore.
Punk is kind of, I don't know, too polished or too happy.
Right. Well, remember, like, Warped Tour used to be good.
I never really went to a Warped Tour.
Well, no, but back in the day, it was good. It was actually entertaining. They had a lot of good bands. This is what we got now. So we're going to go through this list real quick, and I'm going to play like a quick tune, and I want your honest opinion. So don't worry about offending the band members, because you'll never talk to them.
All right.
I mean, just look at the pictures, too. That's enough for you to kind of see.
So you want me to judge some music, basically.
Yeah, yeah. But and with extreme prejudice.
Extreme prejudice.
Yeah. So here we go. So let's go over some bands here. Let's just take a look here. So what we're going to do is, let's see here. This is what they look like. So the first one's called Against the Current. See if we get a nice picture of them. That's not a picture. That's just fucking Instagram. Anyway, that's what they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what they sound like. I gotta go back over here.
Raindrops are falling on my... Oh, that's not them.
No, that's not them.
There it is. I wanna know what love... Never mind, that's not them either.
There we go. So, let's see. It's called Against the Current.
Against the Wind. I mean, Current. Sorry, that's Bob Seger.
Here it is. I found it. All right, here we go. Let's see. Running with the Wild Things. You gonna play?
It sounds like 80s new wave.
Yeah, kind of. Let's see. Oh, God.
It's like J-pop mixed with new wave.
It's not as good, is it?
It's
sucky.
Yeah.
But why would that be at Warped Tour? Like, what happened to, like, the punk rock?
I expect, like, Pikachu, like drop-kicking somebody in the cartoon scene when that's playing.
Dude, I would love to see a Pikachu drop-kick somebody.
That is Neo Stan Bush cartoon music right there. I'm sorry.
I still want to see Pikachu drop-kick somebody. Yeah. Give them a heart attack with electricity. Pokemon are dangerous animals. They should not be loose. They're monsters. All right, let's try this other one. It's called Assuming We Survive.
Oh. Assuming we survive after listening to this.
So that was a no-go for you on that bubblegum.
Nah, bubblegum, J-pop, fucking new wave.
Dude, new wave was better. Come on.
New wave was good.
I like new wave. Here it is. Assuming We Survive. Okay.
All loads lead.
Exit the door. Let's see. Exit.
Oh, God.
I think we were doing these chords earlier.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me.
We already had this band. It was called New Found Glory.
Listen, it's basically an echo. We already had this band. This, for fuck's sake, they sound like 800 other bands.
Dude, that sound like a mix of like New Found Glory and like Good Charlotte.
Yeah, I call it good God.
So I don't think I'd want to see them. I mean, if you like pop punk, you might like it, but I don't want that shit. How about, I don't know, Avian Row? Let's skip that. How about Bad Seed Rising? That looks good.
That looks promising. Not. I'm the anachronistic metalhead. This is your reviews.
All right, and let's do Time Bomb. Please don't be a Rancid cover.
Oh, it probably is. Today, Junior. Oh my God! Yeah. This is Nickelodeon music, for fuck's sake. This is the kind of shit you see on a stage where they're fake surfing.
All right, you know, you heard of Ballyhoo though, right? They're like a reggae-ish band.
I want to hear the reggae-ish band, and I like the reggae.
Japan man.
Japan.
Ballyhoo. Let's see.
Ballyhoo.
Well, play the fucking song. Everywhere I go, it's so mad because I know
you girls are all the same. No shame in your... Is that Nintendo music in the background? Oh God, it's white boy reggae. Fuck. Ross, this be foul. Never play this again, man.
Can you imagine, like, wanting to see that at Warped Tour? Like, what the fuck? You're not even as good as Sublime now, let alone Sublime then.
Sublime.
All right.
I'll play happy music and then kill myself.
All right. We'll play a new game because what I want to do is, what we'll do is we'll still play some. But what we'll do is, by just judging the name and judging the picture, we have to try to guess what kind of music they're going to be playing.
All right.
So that's all right. So let's do Broadside. Just looking at these assholes right here.
Do you want to play a game?
His salt puppet in the corner. So just judging by these assholes right here, just by broad, what is it? Broadside. What do you think they're gonna sound like?
Broadside looks like a hardcore.
You remember metal bands and like punk bands actually look like threatening?
Yeah,
and cool.
These guys look like, you know, I don't know, like. Ready, I'm going to build a shelf for the IKEA, motherfucker. Yeah.
So, here I'm going to play it. So what do you think it's going to sound like?
Hardcore, hate British type shit, you know, sick of it all type shit.
I don't know, one of their songs is called Coffee Talk, so I don't think it's going down that. Dude, Coffee Talk!
Give me the Java! Give me the Java, motherfucker!
Would you like some coffee? Coffee!
Alright, well, we'll play that one. I think, here's my, that's your guess. My guess, it's going to sound like some indie bullshit.
Alright.
Alright, you ready? Here we go. You're right. It sounds like some whiny fucking new core shit.
This is music the government uses when they waterboard people.
You see the riffs?
Sounds like everything else. Everybody, why they have to sing like this?
All right. How about Cane Hill? What do you think Cane Hill sounds like?
Cane Hill.
Not King of the Hill.
Hang on the
propane.
Da, 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 da. Motherfucking propane.
Fuck Dale and his theories.
Yeah. Cane Hill, they look like...
This guy's smoking. Oh, he's hardcore. He's smoking a cigarette.
Oh. Dear God.
Do you think it's going to be some douche HXC stuff?
It's probably that. It's probably a bunch of people in the pits doing the coin pickup thing.
I've got to do my laundry.
Laundry, coin star, motherfucker.
Here we go. All right, here we go. The new Jesus. Oh, God.
The new Jesus. What are they singing underwater?
It sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Who is that supposed to be? Static X? Yeah. This is new music, buddy.
Yeah, it's basically screaming and burping the lyrics.
Told you it was some Brusto shit.
Yeah, it's Brodoze or Brudooch.
All right, how about Chelsea Grin?
Cheshire Grin. Is it Chelsea Grin or Cheshire
Grin? This is Chelsea.
Jealousy grin, okay.
Cheshire Cat. What do you think? They got tattoo emo. I'm gonna go with emo.
Oh god, that's not like the P word band.
All right, here we go. Broken Bonds.
My daddy touched me. My daddy touched me. It's gonna be one of those.
Oh, look at this long intro. Let's play some music.
Oh, boy.
That surprised me. I should have guessed.
Oh, boy.
This sounds like the last band. Play the chords, Mark.
Jet, shit. My guitar has 9 strings. My guitar has 9 strings. The bassist just stands there picking his ass.
All right, here's one called Chunk. No, Captain Chunk.
Chunk.
So what do you think it's going to be? It's not. I don't think it's going to be ska. Look at these little kids. The little kid's the front man.
Comb over, check.
I'm going to go with like shitty pop punk.
Pop, yeah, you're probably right.
All right, here we go. Play the fucking song.
Oh, fuck.
I was right.
I have to sing like my balls have been dropped. Mute, palm mute. Here comes drums. I'm gonna suck.
Right,
suck some motherfucking more. Yeah.
Here's one called Cold Rain. Not Collective Soul. That's a good band.
No rain. Yeah, Collective Soul was good.
Here we go. Here's some Cold Rain. Okay, what do you think of these guys? Now, by the way, one of their songs has Jacoby Shaddix, you know, from Papa Roach.
Oh.
So do you think there's some kind of alternative band, like new alternative band?
Yeah. It's,
okay.
It's, I could just foresee it. It's going to suck.
Or it's going to be really metal, like screamy bullshit. Either one. I called new indie bullshit.
Yeah.
New wave. I mean, not new wave. New alternative.
I'm singing like this will give me a lot of tail.
Let's get to the chorus.
Oh, fuck me.
It starts out like that, and they suddenly start screaming like a fucking decimals.
And it sounds like someone left their phone off the hook.
This list is everybody that's playing in West Palm in a couple days.
Joy. They'll probably hear me and I'll get death threats.
Nothing new.
I'll scratch you. Motherfucker. I heard.
All right.
Sad.
Cruel Hand. What do you think of this cruel hand?
That's like it's going to be cruel to my ears.
What do you think they're going to be? I think maybe some hardcore. Like what they think is hardcore, yeah. Not actual hardcore.
They're facsimile of hardcore.
Let's find out. Let's see. Let's take a look here. They look like this guy. Dead Eyes Watching. Let's find out what it sounds like.
Dead Eyes are watching.
Oh, hear that heavy riff? I've heard this before.
Yeah, it's Metallica. Seriously, dude. It's fucking Metallica, man. Now, I can just barely tolerate this. It's this fucking Metallica, man. That's why I can tolerate this. It's fucking Metallica. Jesus Christ.
It's essentially...
I really like the Load album.
All right, so that one's basically Metallica.
That one gets a mid-thumb up, sort of, because they're Metallica. Rip,
you ever heard of Every Time I Die?
Yeah, it's Every Time I Cry.
So you won't listen to that one. Let's try this in... that looks like shit. I'm not playing that. Hold on. Here we go. Falling in Reverse. We already know that sounds like garbage.
God, my eyes are twitching right now.
How about four? Let's try 4 Years Strong. They look like Gravel Kingish.
Yeah, they do.
They got some Mumford and Sons going. Let's see.
Mumford and Sons.
Here we go. Let's see what they sound like. We All Float Down Here. Nope, it's not. I was totally wrong. It sounds like pop punk garbage. I bet you they go hard. Hold on. They're going to go hard in a second. His voice is going to deepen. the riffs don't even like go together. They're all like,
I would only be impressed if it, his voice deepened like what's his name, Barry White. I'm gonna make your shit tremble. I'm gonna brown know you, baby.
This sounds like everything else. I'm gonna sing an off key like this.
They never got hard. I was wrong. Okay, that was garbage.
A bit flaccid, those gentlemen.
How about from Ashes to New? What do you think they'll be?
To Ashes to New. It's gonna be like Fall in Reverse. It's gonna be like what you call it, metalcore crap.
All right, let's find out. Day one. Ooh, latest release. That's like Father from Home. Yeah. I've heard this before. And not this band. I mean, I've heard this style and this sound.
Well, I've heard this all before. Well, technically, people do listen to this. And I was like, well, technically, a lot of bands sound the same. They do, but they sound good.
Now, hold on. I'll tell you what. We'll take a break from this for 1 second.
Ghost Town, I've heard of, I think.
Watch this. Okay. So, real quick, I just want to prove a point. Not that. That's garbage. That's garbage. Or is it like the original? Ugh.
Yeah.
That'll do. All right. So, for instance, Flogging Molly. Cool. Punk rock. Does not sound like Dropkick Murphys. Does not sound like Bad Religion. Certainly does not sound like the Distillers. So basically the point I was trying to make is punk rock doesn't. Punk. Who's that?
This is my idea of punk. You know punk, you know this. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Just until the fourth. Don't need no food advice. Don't need no human rights. I've got some news for you. Don't even need to do. I got my damn machine. Got my electronic dream. Son of a goose, I ain't no loser. There you go.
There you go. That's punk right there.
All right, let's go back and see. Ghost Town, Gideon. There you go.
Gideon. That's from the Bible.
Also sounds like something from Hellraiser. Oh, no, it was Nightbreed.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Oh, I hear Cookie Monster.
Cookie.
Just like a one-winged dove. Like, look at that.
How hard would it be in this kind of band?
Pretty easy.
You don't want to be in that band.
No.
There are plenty of Treasure Coast bands that sound just like that that could totally be on the Warped Tour. They really could. Yeah. I mean, that's the actual truth. I know. How about Hail the Sun? That sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun. Hail the Sun.
This is a good. The Hail Mary, Hail the Sun.
In a bad place.
Oh, it looks like just two dudes. Two dudes. I hear an acoustic in there. I thought it was two dudes.
Yeah, it sounds like J-pop. This just sounds like.
All right, that's garbage. Let's see. Falling in Reverse, we heard. We hate that shit.
Yes, we've heard Falling in Reverse.
They all just look what they sound like. Let's try. Mask Intruder, I heard, is pretty good. That's punk rock. Less Than Jake is good. How about issues? That just sounds like bullshit. Let's
bullshit.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, asshole. All
right. What do you think issues is going to sound like? Why do I feel
I'm probably going to have issues with issues.
Why do I feel like I've already played this before? Oh, wait. They had the same look on their face as the other band did. The tattoos and the earplugs. Now, that's stuff you put on the wall to stick up your posters. So, the good news is there's other races in the band, so they're not totally fucking, white guys. That's good.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with anybody else in any other race playing punk, because fucking Bad Brains fucking
amazing.
Their
first album. I loved how on the stage they dressed up like they were the Isley Brothers.
Fucking Bad Brains, bro. All right, here we go. This is Headspace. Awesome. So what do you think this band's going to sound like? Issues.
Like I said, I'm probably going to have issues with them.
All right. Get there. Again, it sounds just like everything else.
This is horse shit.
I think I've seen these guys play at the distillery.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like there's melody and there's
the kind of shit that Rock Lord promotes. And for his, yeah.
On these hands.
Yeah, we won't go into detail who that guy really is, but I call him Rock Lord. He looks like he was chiseled out of a granite fucking wall. Not the good way. His teeth are gnarled.
All right, how about Ice Nine Kills?
Ice Nine Kills.
Let me get a picture back. There you go.
I don't know. There's only one band that sort of sounded good.
Oh, no, I didn't play Less Than Jake or Mask Intruder. Those are all good.
Well, those are people who know about
that. Oh, yeah, bands. Yeah, that's true. All right, Ice Nine Kills. Maybe some kind of rap rock. I haven't heard rap rock in a while. Get some good old Linkin Park-ish stuff in here.
I could do without rap rock. Yes, this is slit your wrist music. If you were 13.
Why do people like that garbage?
Is that Charlie Brown on the cover?
No.
Oh, that's from Odessa's. Look who's wearing a Charlie Brown shirt.
Charlie Brown. All right, we already know that.
More eyes.
Newfound Glory. Well, Newfound Glory, you get to play twice because some other band sounds just like you that's playing too. So now somebody will think, hey, there's good Newfound. How come they're not singing songs? That's not Newfound Glory. That's another band.
That's not that band. It's another band. No, that's not that band.
How about Mother Feather? Oh, this one looks like one of those Triggers.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember when Trigger used to be a name for a dog?
No, it was a horse.
Trigger?
Yeah. Now it's a hashtag.
I'm always offended, Captain. Trigger. Yeah. Banner. All right, Mother Feather.
Motherfucker. Mother Feather.
Motherfucker. Let's see. This could be some SJWs. Natural Disaster. That sounds about right. It's got a chick. I think it's a chick. I don't know.
Our song, we call it Natural Disaster. That's the clean version. Goat Fuck is the original. I love you, sweet leaf.
Fly leaf.
She doesn't have a bad voice.
No. It sounds like some promo you'd hear for like some upcoming AMC.
Sabbath-y. I could sort of tolerate this.
Let's see if there's a faster song. That's all I can stand them out.
Yeah, they only had the one good song. They basically plagiarized Sabbath. Sound like Ozzy.
Motionless and White.
I've heard of them.
All right. How about Ocean's 8 Alaska?
Let's see what the Ocean's 8 Alaska.
Oh, environmentalists.
Ocean's 11.
Alaska. Drunken Love. Well, that sounds good. I've been drinking. Oh, Punko's Pop. No. Hold on, let's try.
Oh, God.
You hear the quick fucking...
That's that gent fucking shit. My guitar is 9 feet.
Play some keyboard. You know what it sounds like? Somebody's using the 45 and the 33 setting.
Yeah, apparently they're vocaled by Starscream.
Fuck you, Megatron. kids are like, what the fuck's a Starscream?
The fuck is a Samophage?
Fuck you. Shut up, you fuck. Shut up, you fuck.
Lionel.
I use that often. Shut up, you fuck. let's see. So that was crap.
Shut up, you fuck.
How about old wounds? That can't be any worse.
Old wounds.
Old wounds. Did I ever tell you the story? Okay, so quick story time. I think I was like 26. Anyway, I was doing stuff right before I moved to Vero and worked for Jack FM, and I was helping. What? I don't know. Are the lights in my eyes?
Nice.
Oh. Anyway, yeah. Rapist. So, a long time ago, I was at Cruisers, and I was promoting a show, helping out, or trying to promote fucking Define Normal, and that whole thing, with Mad Dog. And, I was, like, in my, like, late 20s, and mid to late, and so this, like, 18-year-old kid was playing in this band. Of course, you know, screaming nonsense, right? You know what he says afterwards?
What?
So if anybody needs to talk about life or anything in the back afterwards, the show, come see me, you know, advice or anything. And I'm like, what the fuck have you done? Like, you haven't done anything. By then, I've already been homeless like twice. You know what I mean? Like,
self-absorbed cock swiller.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not taking advice from you. You're like, not even out. You just got to graduate high school. You don't know anything.
Boy.
Yeah. All right. So old wounds. What do you think they sound like?
Shit.
That was right. It couldn't have been more correct.
Too bad. It was a bitchin' album cover. Looks like Obituary, kind of.
Yeah, complete.
All right. This just looks like steampunk stuff. So we'll skip Pepper. We know what Pepper sounds like. Pepper's good. Real Friends. No. Real Big Fish. That's good. Rome? No, that's a different Rome. I want to hear this other Rome that isn't the Rome from... Get out of here! All right. Rome.
Apparently he had technical difficulties. He was not impersonating Jerry Lewis.
Life lady!
Wow. All right. Oh, God. I think they're going to sound like Meteor. You know what they should have? You should have a new genre, a media core, like a mediocre core.
Mediocre.
Here we go. Cabin Fever. It's upbeat. Might be punk. Well, it might be their punk. You found? There's that.
Oh, God, it's punk rock on the AIDS Weather Channel shit.
Punk on the AIDS.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Enjoy this as we
enjoy a light
stroll.
Yeah. High temp.
Wait, they're actually singing.
Same thing as the eight.
Fuck. Why did they do this?
So what does Warped Tour do? They're just like, you all sound the same. You all stay in this group, and we're going to play you.
God.
All right.
Well, shit Twizzlers.
It's garbage. What other band on here
going
can we?
Steaming heap of refuse.
Let's see, that was Rome, they're garbage. Secrets, that looks like pretty dumb. Oh, Set It Off, man, that looks like some old glam rock, but not really.
But we won't, will we, Mom?
Did you like the glam rock stuff, Bart?
Some of it.
Yeah? Like Winger, Whitesnake?
Some Poison.
Lion, I like Lion. Oh, yeah, this looks like something good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this sounds either going to be screamy or very... Here we go. Oh, I was right. I didn't even want to play any more of that. Sum 41 is back. We already know. Teenage Bottle Rocket. That's good. Now we're getting to some actual good bands, but we're not going to play any of those because
everybody's heard them.
Yes. Yes. Sleeping with Sirens sucks. We're not touching that either.
Oh, God.
State Champs. I bet you they take it in the end. What?
Innuendo.
Yes. All right. Oh, God. This looks like people that hang out at Borders. That
oh. State Chumps, more like.
If I'm lucky. Oh, we'll find out, won't we? I hear that acoustic. John Mayer stuff.
I'm gonna get laid by a chick with problem glasses and purple hair. And we hate the government. It's all Whitey's fault. Hashtag triggered. Hashtag.
Hey, it's harder. This is a little harder. And by harder, I mean they're playing electronic instruments.
Yeah.
And a drum set. It turns out they just picked up Rockier or Rock Band.
You got me in the right place at the right time, so
Jesus fuck, man.
That's truly a goat fuck. The Color and Morale. What?
What's the band that looks like a bunch of Mr. Rogers?
Who, the main?
The Carpenters or something like that, or right next to it?
Oh, no, the Interrupters? No, Interrupters is good.
Oh.
Oh, no, you got to hear them. Oh, no, buddy. We're going old. We're talking, like, kind of ska punk stuff.
Oh, I hate ska.
No, you'll like it. Don't worry.
It all sounds like the soundtrack to Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Yeah, but this is actually pretty good. Like, I like it a lot, so this sounds like an old punk song.
In early ska, they all dress up like bad used car salesmen.
There you go. This is a good, it's the Interrupters. This is Take Back the Power. It's a big, big hit on Sirius XM, actually, on Faction, so I liked it.
Are you serious? What's your plan for tomorrow?
Are you a leader, or will you follow? It's good. Are you a fighter, or will you cower? It's our time, take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow?
Catchy.
Yeah.
It's not my cup of tea, but it's not terrible.
It's better than a lot of the other shit we heard. What you gonna do? It's just kind of got a Distillers kind of.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. So far, it's better than a lot of other stuff. Which, you know, it isn't saying much, but I'll vote for that one. But let's see what these other blue guys are doing here. The Main. Ooh, the Main.
My man, the Gucci man.
Oh, God. Looks like people had punch in the face. Covers. I don't want to hear your bullshit covers. Play me some fucking music.
Hear your bullshit. Bullshit.
Bullshit. Was it covers or offers? I don't want to hear your offers either. American Candy. Yeah, that's not rapish. 24 floors. 24 floors.
Up in some hotel. Somebody likes Coldplay.
24 floors.
I think we're done with this. I think we kind of made our point. Unless Weezer's on here. Yellow card, yeah. God. Water parks. Wage war. Oh, wait, I gotta hear that one. That just looks like some hardcore douchebaggery. I mean, just the fucking name alone. Oh, look at these assholes. Oh.
Wage war.
Is it going to be Cookie?
Cookie or Screamy.
If it's just the melody, it's fine. Ah, there it is.
I have played in every other band that sounds like this.
Oh, yeah. Starscream, special guest vocalist.
Starscream.
You know what? I'll tell you what. To close out this fun day, we'll play something that me and Bart both like a lot. And without this band, there wouldn't be a lot of good stuff out now. So there is that. So, if I can get to it. There we go. I just bought this album, so enjoy this full song from us, because we love this band and they deserve it. So turn it up.
I hate these guys.
Fuck you. You do not. Who is this? The ICP?
Is this the Misfits? Oh, is that guy Glenn Danzig?
Dancing with myself.
Tony Danza, he's the lead singer, right?
Angela, it's Samantha.
Did you see the one I posted earlier? Hold on. Where is it? Hold on. Yes. Who pays these bills? I know it's you.
Dan Ziggs. What does it say?
I'm woven in.
I'm woven in.
Whoa!
The dancing memes will never not be funny.
Nah, dude. The dancing memes is like the best fucking thing you could ever
dominate. The whole flipping race. What does that one say?
Are you still mine? Oh, yeah. Evil Sam Maney's evil live dad.
Well, the funny thing is the people listening won't know what we're looking at. Evil Elvis. Heartbreaking Horror Hotel.
Rosio dance. She rides. What is this?
So is
it? I'm doing
we're
all
right. Still on the air, Justin.
I know, we're done. Anyway. Yeah, we had to play the Misfits because I wanted to. Anyway, you can't see me. I don't have any money. Bye. Anyway, bye, Bart.
Bye, Justin. I had a good time.
Rape. What?
Yeah.